Cold high pressure will move eastward away from the Midwest over the next 24 hours. Westerly winds should bring some milder air eastward into Iowa through the end of the week. Daytime highs will reach the upper teens here in the Atlantic area today and should be in the upper 20s to low 30s tomorrow through Friday. Dry weather is forecast through the end of the week. A new storm system will be developing over the south-central U.S. late this week and will move northeastward through the weekend. This will bring a chance for a little bit of light snow this weekend to parts of Iowa. It does look like the heaviest precipitation will likely stay just to our south and east. For today, mostly sunny, a little bit warmer this afternoon, high 19, west winds 10 to 20. Partly cloudy tonight, west winds 5 to 10, low 7 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, milder, high 31, west winds 10 to 15. Friday, partly cloudy to cloudy, high 32. Saturday, mostly cloudy, some light snow or flurries, high 32. From Freeze Notice Weather, this is Dan Hicks with the Skyscan forecast on the station where your friends are.
Tuesday's high in Atlantic was 11 degrees. Our low this morning, 4 degrees below zero. Last year on this date, we topped at 30 for a high. 6 was our low. The all-time record high on December 31st in Atlantic was 60 degrees in 1891. The record low, 18 degrees below zero in 1976. Sunrise is at 7:46 and sunset will be at 4:59. There is a wind chill advisory in effect until 10 a.m. today for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, and Cass counties. Wind chill values will be 15 to 25 degrees below zero. Frostbite will be possible to exposed skin in as little as 30 minutes. A wind chill advisory means that very cold air and modest winds will combine to generate low wind chills, resulting in frostbite and hypothermia if precautions are not taken. So if you must venture outdoors, make sure to wear a hat and gloves. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.